The Will Cain Show podcast is presented by the Capital One Saver Card. Earn 4% cash back on dining and entertainment, 2% at grocery stores, and 1% on all other purchases.
This is the Will Cain Podcast on ESPN Radio.
I think we've taken it as gospel, the foregone conclusion. Put it in the bank. Trevor Lawrence will go number one overall. But we said the same thing about Sam Darnold. Didn't we say the same thing about Tua Tagovailoa? Are we sure that if the Jacksonville Jaguars, or anyone, gets the number one overall pick in 2021, they're going to take the Clemson quarterback, Trevor Lawrence? It's the Will Cain Show on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 80, and on ESPN News, presented by Progressive Insurance. And you can join the conversation at 888-729-3776. Coming up in this hour, if the NBA is going to get creative, maybe adopt that World Cup format, a group stage, pool play, or just go 1-16, no conferences, who does it benefit the most? If we leave home court advantage behind, we go to, not bubble cities, can't say that now apparently, but a campus environment, which teams in the NBA have a better chance of winning the NBA title? Plus, the return of the Will Cain Show quiz show. You, 888-729-3776, get to take me on. But coming up in this hour, ESPN's Bobby Carpenter gets to go toe-to-toe on a quiz against yours truly. I was undefeated last week. Let's see if anybody can get me this week. That's all coming up a little bit later here on the Will Cain Show. But I was scrolling through my Twitter feed. I know, unhealthy. But I was doing it this morning, and I came across a video of Bucky Brooks of the NFL Network and Lance Zierlein, who's also of the NFL Network, NFL.com, their draft analyst, and a host on ESPN 97.5 in Houston, who's been on this show several times and did a long-form podcast with me on the NFL draft leading up. And they were having a conversation about not just Trevor Lawrence, but Trey Lance, the quarterback out of North Dakota. And Lance said something sacrilegious. He said that Trey Lance could go in the draft ahead of Trevor Lawrence. And Lance Zierlein's now on our phone lines. Explain yourself for that kind of blasphemy, Lance.
Do we have Lance? He just dropped.
Oh, sweet. Sweet, sweet, sweet candy. You guys see if you can get Lance back. It was such a wonderful setup that I had in bringing Lance in. As I was saying, though, we really have taken it for granted that Trevor Lawrence will go number one overall. We've talked about Justin Fields, the quarterback from Ohio State, and he's got some traction as well. But nobody's really paid attention to this quarterback out of North Dakota State. Yes, where Carson Wentz came from, named Trey Lance, who could be climbing the board. Is he climbing it enough to challenge Trevor Lawrence for the top overall pick? Could a team like the Jags, who could be in the market, not just for a quarterback, for a coach as well, come to the decision that Lawrence is not the Andrew Luck prospect once every 10 years, not the John Elway, Peyton Manning prospect once every 10 years, but rather the second or third best quarterback in this draft? That's what I believe Lance Zierlein opened the door to. Now, Lance Zierlein is on our phone lines, and hopefully he can explain himself. How would you have somebody ahead of Trevor Lawrence, Lance?
Well, I don't think you have anyone ahead of Trevor Lawrence right now. But the fact is, you laid out why you don't set these ratings in stone. Now, I will say, Trevor Lawrence has better size than Sam Darnold. He has a better winning profile, big game profile, you know, that type of high leverage situation. When you mention Sam Darnold, then when you mention Tua had an injury that we know pushed him back. And of course, Joe Burrow had the greatest season in the history, I don't know, of sports. I mean, I've never seen anyone with a turnaround that substantial from one year to the next. Certainly the greatest year we've ever seen in college football. So you talk about Baker Mayfield in that year, and then you have Joe Burrow in this year. And I think that you just have to keep your mind open to the fact that there's never a lock. Peyton Manning was supposed to be a lock, and he went one. But I'm sure you remember, well, there was a lot of conversation about Ryan Leaf. Andrew Luck was supposed to be a lock. And then all of a sudden, RG3 comes out of nowhere And there's a ton of conversation, so much so that Washington mortgaged a ton of their future to move up. And, of course, it didn't work out the way they wanted, but they moved up for RG3. So while Trevor Lawrence is a big favorite, I still think that, you know, Fields out of Ohio State is going to have something to say before it's all over. So I think, and that's not to mention any other quarterback, as you mentioned, Lance, you know, I think there's any number of quarterbacks who are going to come out of nowhere and surprise as well. So here's another thing that you have to keep in consideration. Yes, he has Travis Etienne back, who's a very good running back, and that helps an offense, but it's also going to pull some of the stats away from him. Justin Ross is hurt right now. You lose T. Higgins to the pros. He's lost at least three and maybe four starting offensive linemen by my count. I know for a fact it's three, and it might actually be four. So you start to add all these things up, and I thought Trevor Lawrence was good last year. I didn't think he was spectacular at all. So I don't think we can he is the clear front runner if he comes out, no question. However, as you laid out, it doesn't always go according to plan. And if he plays this year like he played last year, which is good, he's still got a very good chance of going first. However, if somebody has this special season, especially if it's Fields, who had a really impressive season last year, all of a sudden we're having conversations again. It never ends up being as smooth as you think it's going to be.
You brought up Baker Mayfield. You brought up Joe Burrow. In between those two, there was, of course, Kyler Murray as well. Not many people had Kyler Murray predicted to be the number one.
Nobody. Nobody had Kyler.
Lance
Kyler
Caroline
couldn't
of...
even get playing time at A&M when I was watching. I went to Alabama A&M, and Kyler was terrible, and he came off the bench for Kyle Allen. So that's where.
And now, by the way, doesn't your buddy Bucky Brooks have him as his MVP candidate this year? Did he say that about Kyler Murray? Yeah, I think he did.
Yeah, I think he does. But Kyler, it's a little early for Kyler. But you throw DeAndre Hopkins, you know, a catch-making machine out there. He's going to make a lot of quarterbacks look good. He'll make a good quarterback look really good. And I think that's something that he might do for Kyler Murray. MVP for me, it's a little early for Kyler.
Lance Hierline here on the Will Cain Show. What got my attention was not just that you drew some questions about whether or not Trevor Lawrence would go number one overall, but some of the names you put in there. You brought up Justin Fields a minute ago, but you guys were discussing, the content you were talking about was Trey Lance from North Dakota. How good is this guy?
Well, so Lance is a guy who has good talent. He has good size. He has talent. Here's the problem that you run into. Carson Wentz had special size, and I'm throwing that guy in a like category, right? Anytime you're going to come from
Hold on. Nuno has it on my screen. It wasn't him, but you don't want to embarrass me and call me out. It wasn't you, Lance?
No, I don't think, listen, I can talk about Trey Lance if you want, but I don't think it was me.
You always have to embarrass me. If I'm making a mistake, the rule on this show is you embarrass me.
It was Daniel Jeremiah.
I could have sworn it was Lance I saw talking about this.
Even if it's DJ, hey, listen, I'm not passing up a chance to get on the Will Cain Show, all right?
Well,
so, yeah, I'll own it. Yeah, so what I said about Lance was, remind me what I said again, Will? I'm trying to remember.
Well, always embarrass me. Always call me out, Lance. Please.
No, but let's talk, listen, let's talk about that for a second because what I, you know, here's one thing that I do, Will, is I study the history of the draft. There's a great site called drafthistory.com. Uh-huh. You can go there, and all it does is lists where guys were drafted, what round, and all that stuff. But when you go there and you start looking and noticing, okay, when you have a guy like Lance, for example, who has size, who has arm talent, those guys are the first one, if you are going to be from a smaller school, and I've looked at guys like Easton Stick from North Dakota State, I've looked, obviously, at you know, all the quarterbacks at Boise have had, including Kellen Moore back in the day. The first thing you have to start with is NFL size and NFL arm talent. It has to start there. If you don't have that, then they have no chance of getting into the first. It needs to start there. Carson Wentz had both of those items. But then one of the things that you're going to find, and especially at North Dakota State, for example, with Carson Wentz, is some of those schools actually let you have professional passing attacks. In other words, full field reads. And that's what Carson Wentz was able to do, is show NFL teams that he could operate as an NFL full field reader. And that's something at the highest levels of FBS. You can look at Tua. I didn't think Tua was a great full field reader. I think, you know, he was a guy that benefited a lot from RPOs and from – the quick hit stuff that Alabama did. But he was primarily a two-read guy and then had a tendency to void the pocket once he got past two. So a lot of the very best quarterbacks that we'll talk about year in and year out, you have to decipher whether or not they can work outside of those systems that don't require them, you know, to work through their progressions consistently.
He's got the size, right? He's 6'3", he's 220.
Good size.
A lot of people like this guy.
You know, here's the thing that really blew me away. I started putting together my list of quarterbacks to watch this summer, and some of the most impressive stats that I looked at, because I don't know a lot of the young quarterbacks yet. If you're not going to be drafted, you're not really on my radar as much. And I'm like, holy crud, look at all of these young quarterbacks with size and talent. I mean, there are a bunch, but the 2021 draft, mark my words here, the 2021 draft is going to be loaded with quarterback talent. Loaded.
Real quick, is Sam Ellinger going to
No, hold on. This is 2020. It'll be 2022. 2021 season.
Oh, 2 years away.
2022 draft. Yeah.
2 years.
Two years away.
Is Sam Ellinger an NFL quarterback?
I mean, I think Sam Ellinger is an NFL backup. I think he's an NFL backup who could end up getting some starting. You know, to me, he is a less football savvy Jake Fromm. He's got a little better arm. He's a tougher runner. So the comp is not necessarily how they physically play, but it's going to be what their expectations are. So I think Ellinger is a day three type of guy, like a fifth round type of quarterback who's a tough guy, but I don't think he is going to check a lot of boxes when it comes to, you know, leading a passing attack.
All right, it's my mistake, but I always love having Lance Zierlein on the phone talk about the NFL draft. I'm the one that's embarrassed. Lance, you should always do that.
Embarrass me to my face. You know, he set you up.
He did. This is a failure.
How is this my fault?
We're gonna figure that out, but it is gonna end up being your fault somehow. I promise you that. All right, Lance Zierlein of ESPN 97.5 in Houston and NFL.com draft analyst here on the Will Cain Show. Always love having you on, Lance. Thank you, man.
I appreciate it, Will.
All right, take care. This is your fault, and we're going to discuss it at least a little bit. It's Nuno's fault. That plus, if the NBA reseeds, goes 1-16, which team stand to benefit the most? That's coming up on the Will Cain Show on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
Capital One knows life doesn't alert you about your credit card. That's why we created Eno, the Capital One assistant that looks out for surprise credit card charges like overtipping, duplicate charges, or potential fraud, then sends an alert to your phone and helps if you need to fix them. Another way Capital One is watching out for your money when you're not. Capital One, what's in your wallet? See CapitalOne.com for details.
Though we're apart these days, we're sharing more. So at GEICO, we'd like to say thanks. Thanks for sharing your savage dance moves. Thanks for sharing your DIY haircut fails. Thanks for sharing your inner lip sync star. Now it's our turn to share with the GEICO Give Back, a 15% credit on car and motorcycle policies for current and new customers. Because we're committed for the long haul, the 15% credit lasts your full policy term. Visit geico.com/giveback for more info and eligibility.
With the potential resumption of the NBA season, perhaps in bubble cities or campus environments at Walt Disney World, perhaps with the reseeding 1-16, and maybe even with the pool play, who stands to benefit the most? Whose title odds does that improve? That's coming up on the Will Cain Show on ESPN Radio. Here's a bit of news for you regarding the NBA. The NBA and the National Basketball Players Association are progressing on a plan that will allow for a limited number of family members to join the players for the season's resumption inside an Orlando bubble environment, sources tell ESPN's Adrian Wojnarowski and Ramona Shelburne. Who does that benefit? Coming up in just a moment here on the Will Cain Show. But let us deal with the travesty that just took place on these airwaves. I made a complete fool of myself by continuously referencing some work that Lance Zierlein had done and some opinions that he had held that, in fact, he did not hold. I watched some content on social media that I was certain was Lance Zierlein and Bucky Brooks discussing Trey Lance and Trevor Lawrence. I was wrong. It was not. I did not know that until halfway into my interview when Nuno gets in my ear and says, "Look at your screen." And my screen says, "It wasn't Lance, but he doesn't want to call you out and embarrass you." Big up to Lance for not wanting to embarrass me. That's not really how we roll here on the Will Cain Show. You should always embarrass me. But you should do it in the moment, not as a pre-planned production bit. What are you doing, Nuno? You, it's like you set me up.
Well, a couple of things. One, I'm glad you got the white guys mixed up. You know, that would have been a different issue. Two, Lance, when he got back on, he said, it wasn't me, but I don't want to embarrass him. I'm like, no, call him out on it. Call him out on air. And I put it on your screen. He never, you know, like he rolled with it. I appreciate his professionalism where he just rolled with it and didn't call you out on it. And then that's why I was just like, all right, I have to get in your ear and be like, it wasn't him.
What percentage of this would you say is your fault?
I would say the part where I take responsibilities, I trusted you. Because what during the meeting, so this is what happened.
Whoa.
Like during the meeting, you said
so zero.
No, there's a percentage there, right? During the meeting, you said, hey, I saw Bucky and Lance talk about this. Can you get one of those guys? I have a relationship with Lance. I'm going to reach out to Bucky later this week, but I have a relationship with Lance. I hit him up. I said, hey, can you hop on today? Cause I figured like, all right, like, I didn't double check with him. Like, hey, did you say this? Because this is what Will is saying. Maybe now I've learned my lesson. Now next time it's like, hey, want to just verify you said this or it was some other white guy.
Was it, you are, let the record show, the biggest racist on this show. You are a producer, are you not? Wouldn't it be a producer's job to verify the content? Maybe even pre-talk to the guest, you know, pre-interview the guest.
And I do that with guys that I just, or with guests, let me just not say guys, but we don't want to offend anyone. With guests to be like, hey, can you hop on? We want to talk about X, Y, and Z. Like that type of thing.
Are you doing identity politics radio? What do you keep doing with race and gender? I mean, we're just having a conversation about you messing up the production and you keep reverting to all these identity politics issues.
So I normally when I reach out to the guest, I tell them what we want to talk about or say, hey, do you have time to talk about this? With Lance, I didn't do that because I'm like, all right, I'm taking your word for it. Lance said this.
And so who was it? It wasn't Lance Searline.
It was Daniel Jeremiah and the podcast that they have together. Yes.
All those takes that I was attributing to Lance were Daniel Jeremiah's takes. Well, Lance is a pro and I'm an idiot.
But at the end of the day, there's two things. At the end of the day, it's my fault for not verifying it, but the name, your name is on the show, so yeah, it's on you.
You're the worst. You're the worst. You got your pronouns right, but you don't have your production. It's on me. My name's on the show. I'm sorry. If they reseed the NBA playoffs 1-16 or go to a bubble environment, who does that benefit? Mike Greenberg, the host of Get Up, who was on First Take, said he'll tell you two teams he thinks it hurts. Listen to this.
The most important thing that is going to happen in this bubble situation is not going to be the lack of travel. It is going to be the condensed schedule. They're going to come back sometime in mid to late July. They're going to have to play some games before they can begin the playoffs. And Adam Silver wants to play the full playoff season. That's usually something that takes 2 months to do. They're going to try and jam that into as short a period of time as they possibly can because they don't want to go into the into the NFL season with their finals. So here's what's going to happen. The teams that rely so heavily on a guy like Kawhi, that hurts. The teams that rely so heavily on an older player like LeBron, that hurts. Do you know who it helps? It helps teams that have depth, and it helps teams that have youth. And you know who has both of those things? The Boston Celtics.
There's Greeny saying back-to-backs and jamming a bunch of games into a short amount of time is going to hurt the Lakers and the Clippers. I'm here to tell you that if they go to a bubble city environment or all the games played in Walt Disney World, the team that I believe it benefits for the title is the Los Angeles Clippers. The Clippers had a road anyway where they basically had to go through the playoffs without a home game. Even when they were playing in LA, they were going to, if they went up against the Lakers, have to play 7, potentially, road games. It would have always been an unfriendly environment in LA. Now, with no fans, in a neutral environment, and Kawhi can saddle up to play the arduous schedule to the title, I believe the biggest beneficiary of this new and creative NBA season is, in fact, the Los Angeles Clippers. That's who I think is the biggest beneficiary. No home court. Good for the Clippers. It's time for the return of the quiz. Bobby Carpenter gets to take me on. Mano y mano. History, geography, pop culture. Bring it on, Carpenter. That's next in the Will Cain Show.
It could be a routine drive to pick up the kids after school or an epic road trip across the country. No matter where your travels take you, we know those miles count. We're Marathon. We have over 5,700 stations across our great nation. Our people are working hard every day to provide you with quality top-tier gasoline to improve engine performance and fuel your life. Marathon, fueling the American spirit.
It's round two, week two, of the Will Cain Show quiz competition. And let's see what he's got. CSPN football analyst Bobby Carpenter, who enters the arena. What's up, Bobby?
I like this, man. Bobby versus Billy, Dan versus Dave. Let's get this thing going.
I'm a little intimidated. During the commercial break, he threw down the phrase verb conjugation, and now I feel like I have a real competitor. Here's how we do it. We do at least three rounds, several different categories, geography, history, pop culture. We'll each get a chance to answer our question. If we miss, the other guy gets a chance to then get that one right. So you could theoretically get 2 points in each round. Bobby, nobody got close. Nobody touched the throne last week. I mean, nobody even got a grasp of the robe. I'm king. This is my hill. Let's see what you got. You got it?
Let's do it.
Okay. Ladies, guests first. You get to pick the category. Go ahead.
Let's go with geography.
All right. Who's got geography?
All right.
Oh, God.
Just before we get into geography, now that we've got some music down, let me give Bobby just a small taste of how geography went last week, Bobby. This is why you're hearing some Oh, God, Oh, God, because there's a chance you're going to white-knuckle grip your armchair rest there as you roller coaster through something like this, Bubba. I hope you have last week's travesty. Darling's the turn.
All right, Jeff. This would be an easy one. Which D is in a northern England town on the banks of the River Skern?
What?
Which D is in a...
What do you mean by which D?
Yeah,
I don't know what that means.
Is that inappropriate?
When somebody says that, I don't feel like it's very Disney.
Yeah. That's the way the question is written.
Say it again.
Which D is in...
Are you about to set up the D joke?
All right, I'll clean it up for you. It'll be a little easier.
All right.
There is a northern England town on the banks of the River Skern that starts with the letter D.
Okay. Oh, gosh. What a terrible way to read that question.
Yeah. I read it the way it was written.
That's how it went last week, Bobby.
It'll be a lot easier today.
I wish you luck with simpler. Which D.
Bobby, which city is known as the glass capital of the world?
It's Akron, Ohio.
Wow, he was quick on that. I thought Nuno had set him up with a hometown question. The glass
capital. You can't answer. Yeah, you're wrong.
Oh, no.
Don't give me any more. The glass capital of the world.
This is terrible. I can't go home.
Oh, Columbus, Ohio, Nuno.
Nice steal back.
No.
The correct answer is Toledo.
Oh. You knew that after you got it wrong, Bobby?
Yes. I was too quick on the gun.
What are you trying to give him stuff? I mean, because that, like, I would never know that, and he clearly had a hometown question there.
And he didn't get it right.
Gosh.
All right, well.
The worst production.
On every continent, there is a city named what?
On every continent, there's a city named what?
Yes, there is. Every continent has the
sea.
That's amazing.
There's a city named this on every continent. Okay. All right. It is. It wouldn't be Columbus, Columbia. It wouldn't be. I'm going to go with Columbus. I'm going to go with that. Even though I know that's not right, I'm going to go with Columbus.
I'm going to go, because it's got to be something English. I'm going to go with like a Williamsburg.
The correct answer is Rome.
Rome?
Yes.
Hmm. Well, we're doing really well here, Bobby. Geography was a failure. I'm going to go to pop culture.
Okay.
All right. This for me, Bobby. British musician famously played in the Yardbirds, Cream, and Blind Faith.
The Yardbirds, Cream, and Blind Faith. I'm going to go with Eric Clapton, Bubba. Bang!
That's good.
Can't get a 90s. He's on the board.
Can't get a 90s jam, but I got that. What you got? Give it to Bobby.
All right. In the only film he received top billing, Rebel Without a Cause, starred which D actor?
Oh, my gosh. Which D? Oh, no. Only did you receive top billing. This is his only time as a star, a one-hit wonder. Is D the first name or the last name?
I'm afraid that's not in the question, Bobby.
This D, what, I mean, and by the way, oh my gosh.
Which D actor?
I'm Robert Downey.
This is where I pull away, Bobby. I'm sorry. The king is the king for a reason.
Okay, let's hear it.
He was not top billing in, what was the movie about Texas?
Answer the question, tough guy.
Right, it's James Dean. It's James Dean.
James Dean. Wow. So it's the last. It is last.
Giant. Not top billing in Giant. Was in Rebel Without a Cause. Gosh, I'm killing it. All right, Bobby, you get the last category. You're going to have to kill it to catch me now. It's history.
Let's go for it.
All right, Bobby. Which famous D escaped to Britain and made a famous broadcast calling on the French people to resist earning him the nickname Man of June 18th, 1940?
What?
Which famous D escaped France to Britain and made a famous broadcast calling on the French people to resist, earning him the nickname Man of June 18th, 1940?
Okay, so it's obviously a World War II reference, because I was going to go with Napoleon Bonaparte, but that wouldn't fall in your D category, which you guys...
He is not a famous D.
Exactly, he is not, but he is tiny.
Got it. Dang, just got it. Yes.
I feel like you might be Googling.
A little pressure on you here now, because I'm going to get this one.
I mean, yeah, Will has been known to cheat in music, so...
I have not cheated. I am not cheating 100%.
I'll
even give Bobby a clue.
What's the clue? Let's hear it.
No, I'm not going to give you a clue.
Oh, really?
Yeah, give it away. It's too easy.
The clue is which D?
Which D?
The D is...
The man of March 18th.
Man of June 18th,
June
1940.
1940.
I don't think the month is going to make a difference.
No, I don't think so either.
I don't know if there's much to that.
Come on, Ohio State.
I don't know many Frenchmen, okay?
Take a guess. We need an answer.
Dampierre.
It would be the man who the airport is named after in Paris. It is Charles de Gaulle.
Oh.
Bang. I mean, it's all home stretch now. You want to just do the last question for fun?
Yeah, let's see. I want to see if you get it, and maybe I can steal it.
All right. What president preceded Abraham Lincoln?
Preceded Abraham Lincoln. That would be, I believe, Martin Van Buren. Oh, no!
Come on, Bobby.
I think Andrew Jackson was 14. I know he would have been after.
Dang.
Is it James Buchanan?
Yes!
Oh. I got one. I don't care. I'm going to throw that thing there at the buzzer. That was me shooting a three down 20 with no time left, and it went in.
He covered the spread.
Did he cover? I don't think he covered.
He covered the spread.
What was the spread? 3.5?
You were behind the 8-ball on the D's, I think.
Listen, here's one thing. I'll tell you this. My knowledge
Which
of
Which famous
history,
D?
Yeah. Let's. You know what? You guys should keep it in America. And I would even challenge Will to do it.
Whoa. You think he's making some claims? I think that's what he was doing right there.
I thought we might have some capitals, Civil War, some stuff that actually happened on American soil.
You don't want a piece of me on capitals. You don't want to do that, Bobby.
You don't want that, Coach.
You don't want that game.
We asked you, well, the first question was about Ohio, and you got it wrong.
Because I jumped the gun on the rubber city, which is Akron, and I can't believe I said that.
All right, Bobby Carpenter goes down just like everybody else. Don't feel bad, Bobby. Just, you know, there's a lot of company down there.
A lot of company.
How many, right, buddy,
how many did Darlington get right?
Zero.
Okay, so I don't know.
And Bobby, imitate somebody. It was really embarrassing for him, too.
Questions were a lot easier.
All right, bud. Yeah, I appreciate you jumping on and playing along.
All right, yeah. You know what, Will? Anytime you need a punching bag to make yourself feel better with the first questions, go for it, man.
Okay, Bobby. Which D? We'll see you, man. Bobby Carpenter, ESPN football analyst and Will Cain Show quiz competitor here on The Will Cain Show. You can take me on 888-729-3776 in the third hour of the show. Coming up, my predictions, record, and placement in the division for the AFC South. It's The Will Cain Show on ESPN Radio.
It's your home speaking, and I need you to do me a couple of favors. First, could you get that blueberry that rolled under the fridge last week? It's throwing my feng shui off. Second thing, bundle your home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and we could save money. Lastly, I know you were thinking of painting the nursery back to off-white, but I'm actually feeling this baby blue. Didn't think it was my color, but I am pulling it off.
Geico. For bundling made easy, go to geico.com today.
It could be the biggest toss-up in the entire NFL, the division that from top to bottom anybody could grab over the next 3 to 5 years. But for this coming season, we can really eliminate one team. It's the AFC South, and it's the Will Cain Show on ESPN Radio presented by Progressive Insurance. My prediction for how this division will shake out and what the fallout will be if the season goes this way. In fourth place with only, I don't know, three potential wins, perhaps four, it's the Jacksonville Jaguars. The trick for the Jaguars is don't win too many games. That's quite honestly the truth. I'm unconvinced that Gardner Minshew is the franchise quarterback that you build around for the foreseeable future. And this upcoming draft, you have not one, but potentially three big-time quarterback prospects. Of course, you have Trevor Lawrence, you have Justin Fields, and people are beginning to talk up Trey Lance from North Dakota State as well. The Jags need to come out of that draft next year with their quarterback-coach combo, because one of the fallouts of the Jags getting last, and I'm going to do this as we go, is that I believe this will be the last year for Doug Marrone in Jacksonville, is that they'll be looking for a new coach as well. So in order to be the team that finally grabs this division over the next 3 to 5 years, you got to have the quarterback-coach combo to do so. And the Jags have the capability after this season to put that combo together. A little bit later in the Will Cain Show, we'll decide who has the best opportunity to become the team to beat over the next 3 to 5 years. But for this upcoming season, it's the Jags' chance to enter that debate by getting the quarterback of that quarterback-coach combo. In third place in this division, I have, with 8 wins or fewer, the Tennessee Titans. Now, I think the Titans were very good last year. Obviously, AFC Championship game, and Mike Vrabel is a really good coach. I still liked Ryan Tannehill's season. I know he was good in advanced metrics, but I can't buy all the way in. And the truth is, with the Titans, it's one injury or one holdout away from that being a Cinderella season that's not repeated. Derrick Henry carried such a load and made everything happen for Ryan Tannehill. What happens if Henry gets hurt? What if he doesn't like playing under the franchise tag? I don't like the Titans repeating. In second, I like the Texans a little more than everybody else. Dan Orlovsky was on our show a little bit earlier, ESPN football analyst, and he said the one team that he does not think can grab this division over the next 3 to 5 years, despite having the best quarterback, is the Houston Texans. That's his doubt in Bill O'Brien. And I think other people share his doubt. And the fallout could be if the Texans don't do what I suggest, which is get second and win at least 9 games, Bill O'Brien could be on the hot seat. Should he be, I think, is another question. He's 52-44 in his career. All right. He's only had one season under 500. That's when Deshaun Watson got hurt. He's won without big time quarterback play, and maybe the catch is he hasn't won enough with big time quarterback play. He could find himself in that Marvin Lewis category. Dare I say Jason Garrett category? Good coach. Good talent. Not terrible. Winning. But not winning enough. The Texans need to not just win enough to make the playoffs. They need to win a playoff game. I believe they need to get to the divisional round with a guy like Deshaun Watson. And if they don't, perhaps O'Brien's out. If O'Brien's not out, you start asking yourself what that fallout would be. Here's a question for you. Orlovsky brought this up. Is Watson for sure a Texan for the foreseeable future? Like, how much could that go south if the winning doesn't go north for Houston? We've already heard rumblings that there's some unhappiness there in Houston with Deshaun Watson. And look, I think it would be insane to trade Deshaun Watson. What if you can't re-sign him? What if there's going to be contractual issues in extending him? And what if you're entering the 1 year where everybody says you've got a generational talent at quarterback, can't miss, Andrew Luck, Peyton Manning level, and Trevor Lawrence? You're just going to take more than one first-round pick to pry Deshaun Watson away. But in a year when you have that kind of prospect at quarterback, would that be the year when the Texans, if it was going south with Watson, if it were, okay? I'm not saying it will. But relationship-wise, if it were, is that the year you do it? It would take more, honestly, than Trevor Lawrence. It would take more than the number one overall pick. It would take more first-rounders. Kind of an interesting year on what would be totally unthinkable most NFL seasons. Kind of an interesting year to think, what if it all goes bad for Houston? Might there be that ripcord to pull, that parachute to bail out? But this upcoming season, my prediction for the AFC South is that the Indianapolis Colts are your team to beat. 11 wins plus, I believe, for Phillip Rivers and Frank Reich together. The Colts are the best team in that division with the best offensive line. They drafted Jonathan Taylor out of Wisconsin. Does he win the job for Marlon Mack? I don't know, but that is going to be stout. That running game plus Phillip Rivers behind that offensive line and that defensive talent, I don't know that you can count on it to be the team to beat for the next 3 to 5 years, but for this season in 2020, the Colts are the team to beat in the AFC South. Who is set up to take hold of that division for the next 3 to 5 years? Plus, is there any way to bring Major League Baseball players and owners together to ensure a 2020 season? That's coming up on The Will Cain Show.
Thank you for listening to The Will Cain Podcast. You can listen to The Will Cain Show live weekdays at 3 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on the ESPN app. The Will Cain Podcast.